Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
To win and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go.
What's going on? But I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, baby, we are so back. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. You Better You Bet is live on the BetMGM Network. No! You are not losing your minds. I am not a slightly less attractive version of Femi or Nick or anybody else. My name is Rob Brown, and it is a pleasure to be with you for exactly and precisely 60 minutes of sports talk chaos beginning right this very second. Happy to join you. Happy to fill in for the boys as we run through 60 minutes of whatever we decide is worth talking about live in Greenville, South Carolina. And recovering, because for some reason, this guy right here decided that the best way to spend the last weekend before we enter the holiday season was to fly down to New Orleans, Louisiana, and watch a Saints-Falcons game. And I got to tell you, I think I rather probably hit myself in the face with a brick than sit through another 3.5 hours of NFC South football, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to talk quite a bit of NFL football over the next 60 minutes. We're going to talk a little bit here in just mere moments from right now about last night's Monday Night Football game, because I don't know what the Carolina Panthers are. I don't know what they are. A week after they put up 425 through the air and go off. Last night, they get 3 turnovers in the first half and get what I believe a field goal off of it altogether. Asinine is the only word I can describe. I have to say, and I want to talk about the team itself, but have y'all ever gone through a moment where you've gone from I'm in on a dude to I'm out on a dude just that fast? Because I think it happened to me last night, and it's not Bryce Young that I am talking about, and I will get to him just a minute. And we're going to have the same conversation about the 49ers too, because the flip back to Brock Purdy, I didn't understand it. And for those of you that were about to tweet me at the Rob Brown Show, yes, I will shamelessly self-promote. It's what I'm here for. That, hey, Rob, no one should lose their job to injury. Yeah, they should. If somebody comes in and does a better job, this is the National Football League. All right? This isn't your local plumber or exterminator. This is the NFL. If somebody comes in and is better than you, it's their job. At least that's how I would handle. But we'll come back to Brock Purdy and Mac Jones here in just a minute. I'd like to focus in for just a brief minute on Dave Canales, the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. Because for those of you that don't know me, I'm here in Greenville, South Carolina. I've hosted a local show in this market for coming up on 6 years now, and I have covered extensively the aforementioned NFC South squad. And I have to say, I've given a lot of leeway, a lot of runway to Dave Canales, to Dan Morgan, the general manager. In fact, I've even gone so far, I shudder the thought, of forgiving a lot of what Dave Tepper, the owner of this club, has done over the past couple of years, because I thought maybe they finally got it right. Maybe they figured it out. And that's not to say it's a good football team, but I really thought this was a team on an upward trajectory. And last night that kind of came to a head, because all they had to do was go beat the San Francisco 49ers, perhaps the most banged up football team in the NFL so far this season. All they had to do was beat that team. And for the first time in, I don't know, 217 years, the Carolina Panthers would have had a grip, a sole grip, by themselves atop the NFC South. And they didn't get it done. And they didn't get it done despite the fact that Brock Purdy gave them three turnovers in the first half of the game. And honestly, it could have been four. And McCaffrey fumbled a ball that San Francisco was very lucky to get back, or it could have been five. The problem is that, talking about the Carolina Panthers, I don't know if it would have mattered if it was five turnovers, if they would have gotten all of them. I don't think that it would have mattered, because the offense last night was a joke. But I'd like to dial in specifically on one fact. There was the touchdown that we saw that wasn't for Carolina. Bryce Young, they run a little bootleg back out to the right. BY's got a blocker, one defender in the flat. And instead of sprinting to the pylon and just tapping it on the way by, BY throws a IDK ball into the back of the end zone that is picked off, and that comes off the board. Now, that, to me, is one of two things. It's either A quarterback who doesn't know ball. And I know Bryce Young knows ball. I watched him at his time at the University of Alabama. He knows ball. We saw games out of Bryce Young like we saw last week. He knows ball. So the only other thing to me that can be, unless it was just an egregious mistake, which I acknowledge the possibility of, the only other thing that I could think that was poor coaching. Well, somebody was in his head telling him, force that throw. Now, that hasn't been Dave Canales, in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion. So I started thinking, where else am I missing something here? What other factors should I be taking into this to decide where to assign blame for what went wrong last night in what should have been a massive victory for Carolina? And then I look at the fact that Rico Dowdle, who is, I acknowledge, a one-year rental for this football team, a 1,000-yard rusher for the Dallas Cowboys, that signed on to come down and play his ball for the Carolina Panthers. This kid was a South Carolina Gamecock. Now, I'm not saying that Rico Dowdle would have stayed with this team beyond this year. What I'm saying is, the guy is bag hunting right now, and he's running as hard, he's running as well as he's ever run in his career. He is 28 years old. We know that by and large, NFL running backs hit their expiration date at 30, which he would hit at this point next season, meaning if I'm Rico Dowdle, I'm looking at this season as likely my last season to just like go off on the stat book and get the bag.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And so Rico has been performing. And even if Rico's not at his best, because Rico has been performing, Chuba Hubbard, who was very good for this football team last year, coming off of an injury, should be relatively fresh. And yet, for whatever reason, in multiple spots last night, when Carolina got in goal-to-go situations, this team completely forgot their identity. This team completely forgot who and what they were. And I put that on Dave Canales, who is the de facto offensive coordinator for this squad as well. I cannot understand. I've said this on this network. I used to host the Saturday show along with Cody Decker. I fill in on BetMGM tonight with great regularity. Occasionally, I get the absolute fortune to sit in on this show. And I've said this on every radio show I've ever hosted on or guested on. I do not understand what goes through the head of a head coach or a coordinator or hell, sometimes even players. When something is working and it is working well, why randomly, when the pressure is on because that thing has worked, why do we stop doing that thing? Why? If Rico Dowdle, since Chuba Hubbard's injury, was working, why are we getting away from that? If the two-back rotation, when Chuba Hubbard came back, was working, why do we get away from that? And I understand that last week, Bryce Young had the best game of his NFL career. I get it. I understand it. My man went off. I'm all for it. And by the way, I would like to be very clear about this. I am absolutely pulling for the success of Bryce Young. I like the kid. I think a lot of the misfortune in Charlotte, North Carolina has been hung on his head. I'm pulling for him. I understand that last week he had the game of a career. I understand that last week going off for 328 and three touchdowns, you're like, oh, there he is. That's that guy. That's that number one overall first pick. That's the guy we've been waiting for. Do you know why he got there? He got there because the Carolina Panthers got back to, we're a run-first team. The Carolina Panthers recognized we are a team that has dumped all this money into our offensive line. And yeah, there's guys banged up and hurt, and it's not the week one O-line. It doesn't matter. You're too deep across the majority of that offensive line. And they got into running the football quite a bit. And as they got into running the football quite a bit, the pass game opened up. And yeah, a lot of that has to do with the fact that Teteroa McMillan has been an absolute dog. A lot of that has to do with every now and then Xavier Leggett's been able to get rid of the block, the mental block, whatever it is that has been plaguing him for the last year and a half. But it is not a freaking coincidence that when the Carolina Panthers got back to running the football, and made that their identity, that all of a sudden Bryce Young looks better, McMillan looks better, Leggett looks better, everybody looks better. And then for some reason last night, I don't know why, I don't know how to explain it, all of the sudden, this team decided that Rico Dowdle should get six carries. No matter how many times we're in the red zone, he should get six carries. This team decided last night that Chuba Hubbard, probably the freshest running back in the game, should have three carries. What are we doing? Why, when stuff finally started to work, why, when you got on the right side of 500 for the first time since, like, Cam Newton's last good year in Carolina, why did we get away from that? Why did we stop doing that? I will never understand why it is that when something is working and it works to the point that it puts you in a bit. When's the last time the Carolina Panthers had pressure on them to succeed? When's the last time that they had pressure on them where a win actually meant something? Because I got to tell you, not since I moved to Greenville in February of 2020 has a win mattered. Last night mattered. If they win that game, they are in sole possession of first place in their division. And they just stopped. They just stopped doing. They ran the ball 13 times last night. A team that has been a run first team, and it got them to above 500, and it got them to 60 minutes away from having first place and sole possession of their division. They just stopped. They just stopped. And I can't understand it. It's not that I don't want to understand it. I love to understand it. I just can't. I don't get it. And then real quick, because I would like to talk a little bit more about quarterbacking in the next hour, next segment of the show. I'm going to need somebody to explain to me why we made the switch back to Brock Purdy when I thought Mac Jones was playing pretty good football. And I know it's just Mac Jones. Is that guy who couldn't get it done in New England? And oh, by the way, there's another thing I've been saying on the radio for a very long time. And that is, y'all, as football fans, as fanalists, whatever you want to call yourself, y'all have got to stop putting all of the blame for the failure of a young franchise quarterback on the franchise quarterback and start putting some of that blame on the franchise. What, like, why? Like, why can we not put blame for the failure of a young quarterback on the franchise, especially this year? What's Danny Dimes doing right now? What's Baker Mayfield doing right now? What's Sam Darnold doing right now? There are plenty of guys out there that illustrate that if the franchise isn't a bunch of morons, that maybe that quarterback can succeed a little bit. Mac Jones might be one of those guys, y'all, because he was in New England at a point in time where New England was absolutely spiraling. They sent him to Jacksonville. Jacksonville has been, for the past decade, a dumpster fire inside of a slightly larger dumpster fire. And now we're screwing that all up. He comes to San Francisco. He takes over after Brock Purdy goes down. And Mac Jones was playing pretty good football. And then all of a sudden, despite the fact that he had won, what, 4 out of the last 5? You're just going to yank the guy and go back to a guy who hadn't played in 6 weeks to throw 3 picks and should have lost you the game against the competent team? Somebody needs to explain it to me, because nobody has yet. Take a break. When we come back, let's talk about quarterbacking around the NFL, because it is chaos right now. I am Rob Brown in for Nick and Femi, and happy to be here on You Better You Bet in the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.